Holy Gospel this day, reading from the book of St. Luke in the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And after this, the Lord, that is Jesus, appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Where whatever house you enter, first say to them, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. If not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its peoples welcome you, eat whatever is set before you. Cure the sick whom are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go into the streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, on that day it will be more tolerable for Sodom than for that town." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I give you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nonetheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. The text today, the gospel text, is one that has two pieces to it. The first is going and doing, and the second is results. I want to start with this illustration. There were two young men dressed in black trousers, white shirts, straight ties. Now, automatically, you know who they are. Yeah, I can see some of you smiling already. Yep, okay, the Mormons are here. And that's exactly who they were. These two were Mormon missionaries, and they got to this house. And this woman had had enough of anybody coming by because she'd had four visitations that week. She was sick of it. And she told these two young men in no uncertain terms who she was, what she was, what she believed. And she said, "And I don't want none of yours neither." And at that point, in anger, she wound up and she cranked the door shut in their faces. And it popped right open again. Well, now this wouldn't do. So she decided it needed a little more force, and she cranked that door shut again, and it bounced right open. So she's winding up with both hands on the door now. She's really going to get the job done. And the young man interrupted her and said, ma'am, maybe you want to move your kitty first." See, that's what happens when you do missionary work. You never know where it's going to go. You can't tell. Now, on the other hand, Jesus sends these people out. Now, you got to know this. Now you're getting a humbling. Because if you think you're good, if you think you're one of the 12, if you think you're hot stuff, well, I'm sending a bunch with ya. I'm sending 70 of you. Two by two. I don't know where in heaven's name the church got a hold of this. And we're bad from this all the way across the sweep of the church, friends. We are. Our definition has become, at least in North America, where you're going to send one person, not two. You're going to send them out for 3 years, and you're going to build the church in that time, and we're either going to fund that or we're going to pull the funding at the end of 3 years. What kind of nonsense is that? Jesus says, no, look, you got to do it this way. First of all, you never go alone. You don't know what you're going to face. Secondly, when I send you out there, here's how I send you. And how I send you, you wouldn't get past security in a blink on a good day. I mean, can you imagine the joy and rejoicing at most of the major airports that would happen this day if we went equipped like Jesus said? Everybody's going to be going, where's the bags? Where's your luggage? Where's all the stuff you're supposed to have with you, the 300 suitcases, because you're going for 4 weeks? No. You take none of it, says Jesus. They'll supply what you need. Now, you got to remember that mission work can be really interesting like that.
Figure out how to get it.
I asked the Bible study group last week about this. I said, so, are you ready to do it? And they kind of looked at me, and I said, are you ready to eat what's put in front of you?
We keep getting the message saying systems
unstable. Well, they kind of figured that was all right, until I told them about when's the last time you had grasshopper? When's the last time you ate muskox? When's the last time you had dessert that looked like this? A great big bowl of tapioca pudding with sheep's eyes in it. And they kind of went, ooh, yeah.
Sheep's eyes.
No, says Jesus, you eat what's put in front of you. Tall order, but here's the deal. You accept the hospitality. Genesis 18, if you want the reference for that one. You accept the hospitality you're given. Now, they come back. They come back, and boy, are we good stuff. We are awesome doing this. The demons even submit, and Jesus goes, uh-huh. So, I sent you out in power. But that's not what's important. You've got to keep in mind the power source. Because if you don't keep in mind the power source, then it's you who are doing it.
Something completely haywire.
And if you're doing it, that's fine, and it's going to fall flat in its face in about 2.5 minutes. Promise. Because you'll mess it up. What you do is you go before God and you give thanks that your names are written in the book of life. That is kept in heaven. And if you don't know about the book of life, let me commend to you two passages just to get started. There are more. Take a look at Daniel chapter 12. Take a look at Revelation chapter 3. I commend especially Revelation 3 for what's in it. That is an awesome chapter in the Bible. Our names are written in the book of heaven. And I can hear you puzzling out, now, when did that happen? Well, I got news. It already did for every person in this room. Hopefully, prayerfully, I say that. Because I don't know all of you really well. But in your baptism, in your acceptance of God in your life, in your repentance, you stepped into the kingdom. That was the first time you stepped in. And then God says, I wrote your name down in the book of heaven. Your name is there. You are guaranteed salvation so long as, says Martin Luther, you pick it up daily and put it on. You have to remember the power source. Jesus says you have to remember the power source. And the power source looks like this. I want to close with this example. There's a picnic, a major picnic going on in a park in a major city in eastern Canada. I probably don't have to tell you where. You know the area I come from. This celebration is going on, and there's a whole lot of folks there. And suddenly somebody looks up and goes, "Fire!" on about the 18th floor. Now, the problem is they're not sure they've got the equipment to deal with it. But all of a sudden, there are all these people running out of that apartment building into the park. Now, here's the situation. There are at least 50 people running into that building. And if you think that's the wrong picture, it's exactly the right picture, because what has happened is this. When the media checks after the fact, they find out that two units were part of the celebration in the park. You have all these nurses and all these paramedics who are already there. And they're running into the building. This, says Jesus, is us. We are running into people constantly. And during summertime, guess what? We're going to run into so many people we wouldn't normally see. We're going to be around so many people whom we see only once in a very long while, like our relatives. Or, on the other hand, we're going to meet people we've never met before. And Jesus says, and you're going to go, and you're going to talk to them, and you're going to sit with them, and you're going to be with them, and then you're going to do witness. Now, Paul says it doesn't matter what they look like, what they act like, who they are. It doesn't matter about our qualifications. I want you to use mine and God's, so that when you go to these people, you are busy planting the seed, because the kingdom has come near. So here's the question, friends. Where is God going to call you to plant this day and this week? As we work in the kingdom. Amen.